This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States has retaliated for a series of attacks by Iranian-backed militia groups against American personnel in the Middle East. We get more on the story from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The strikes come after a series of warnings from President Biden on down that Iran would face consequences for at least 12 drone and missile strikes on Americans in Iraq and Syria.
If they continue to move against those troops, we will respond.
We maintain the inherent right of defending our troops.
We're going to do it at a time of our choosing, in a manner of our choosing.
The Pentagon says airstrikes hit two Iranian-linked facilities in Syria. The U.S. is stressing it was self-defense, after the president said this week any retaliation would be unrelated to the Israel-Hamas war.
It has nothing to do with Israel.
The strikes reflect the president's determination to balance deterring future action against U.S. forces, while also trying to avoid inflaming the region and provoking a wider conflict. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says that Russia has resorted to cruel methods to force soldiers into a no-win situation.
It's reprehensible to think about that you would execute your own soldiers because they didn't want to follow orders, and now threatening to execute entire units. It's barbaric. But I think it's a symptom of how poorly Russia's military leaders know they're doing and how bad they have handled this from a military perspective.
Ukrainian pilots have started F-16 training here in the U.S. with the Arizona Air National Guard, bringing Kyiv one step closer to acquiring U.S.-made fighter jets that Ukraine says it needs to help defend its sovereign territory and citizens from Russian troops. This is VOA News. A community in the southern region of the U.S. state of Maine remains under lockdown as the search continues for a U.S. Army reservist accused of gunning down at least 18 people in mass shootings at two locations on Wednesday night. We get more from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Chaos and horror around Lewiston, Maine. The sound of first responders from Broadcast Defy after at least 18 people were killed by a gunman at a restaurant and pool hall and a bowling center where Patrick Poulin's son usually practices. But for some reason this Wednesday night, he didn't.
Possibly it's a life-saving situation.
Poulin's brother, though, witnessed the devastation.
He doesn't know how he's going to unsee some of the things that he saw.
The suspect, identified as weapons instructor and Army reservist Robert Card.
Considered armed and dangerous?
The Associated Press has learned from a government source Card had been hospitalized this summer after his commanders were concerned about his mental health while training at the West Point Academy in New York. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is here in Washington for meetings with senior U.S. officials on bilateral and regional security issues ahead of a possible meeting between U.S. and China leaders next month. He's expected to meet Friday with President Biden and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan just before his two-hour meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday afternoon. Wang told reporters that China and the United States need to have dialogue that's in-depth and comprehensive so that they can reduce misunderstanding and return to the track of healthy, stable, and sustainable development. European Union countries have long been divided in their approach to Israel and the Palestinians, but the brutal nature of the Hamas attack on Israel, which killed more than 1,400 people, and the hardships of civilians forced from their homes in Gaza have shown a bright spotlight on their divisions. During a summit Thursday, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen laid the blame for the crisis in Gaza squarely with Hamas.
Hamas has provoked a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. For the Commission, it's very important that we continue to intensify our efforts to deal with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The aid needs to reach Gaza unhindered and quickly.
Survivors of the Category 5 hurricane that killed at least 25 people in Mexico, resort city of Acapulco, are searching for acquaintances and necessities and hoping aid will come quickly in the wake of Hurricane Otis. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.